This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining me for our first episode of Prophetic Dua. In this series of videos that we are releasing during this month of Ramadan, we're trying to take different dua the Prophet ﷺ made and trying to understand the dua, what it means, what the Prophet ﷺ was teaching us through the medium of dua, and also for us to understand how we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more effectively in our dua. Today's topic is actually, we're not going to take a specific dua and study it. We want to talk about the importance of dua. Why should we study this topic to begin with? Why is this topic important? Why should we talk about dua at all? And there's a very powerful, beautiful verse revealed in the Quran that really highlights the importance of dua. A man once came to the Prophet ﷺ. He said to him, أَقَرِيبٌ رَبُّنَا فَنُنَاجِي أَمْ بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَادِي. He said, O Messenger of Allah, is our Lord close to us that we should call upon Him, ask Him softly, or is He far away from us that we have to call upon Him loudly? And the Prophet ﷺ did not answer the question, even though the question is very simple and the answer is very simple. The Prophet ﷺ remained silent. And Allah Azza wa Jal revealed a powerful verse in the Quran. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. That when my servants ask you concerning me, then indeed I am close, I am near. And I respond to the call of the supplicant when he calls upon me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Then let them accept me, let them obey in me and believe in me so that they may be led aright. This is such a beautiful, powerful verse. Why didn't the Prophet ﷺ answer the man's question? It's an easy answer. And yet the Prophet ﷺ remained silent and Allah revealed to him Quran, because the implication of this question is so powerful that it is more befitting the answer came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your servants ask you concerning me, the verse begins, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. If my servants ask you concerning me. And this shows us that the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us, are in need of asking about Allah, knowing about Allah, learning about Allah, that we are poor without knowing Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's the purpose of this series, learning dua, is to learn Allah and to learn how to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what's interesting about this verse is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tell the Prophet to respond. And usually Allah tells the Prophet to respond. So for instance, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلْ. When they ask you about the soul, Allah tells the Prophet, قُلْ, tell them. Many verses in the Quran, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. They ask you about intoxicants, they ask you about gambling. قُلْ, tell them, O Messenger of Allah. Allah in the Quran often, always tells the Prophet to tell us. And yet in this verse, Allah does not do so. In this verse, the verse transitions. Allah is speaking to the Prophet, then all of a sudden speaking directly to us. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Indeed I am near. Indeed I am close to you. Indeed I am next to you. And Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to understand that the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our connection to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we can speak to Him directly, that we can connect to Him directly, that we don't need a third party to go through. Our closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal is the closeness of our connection to Him and our dua to Him. And then he says, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I respond to the call of the one who calls upon me when he calls upon me. What is this connection? What's interesting? The question is Allah close to us? And then all of a sudden Allah is talking about dua. I respond to their dua. I respond to their call. I respond to their supplication. What's the connection between the closeness of Allah and between the supplication? The closeness we feel to Allah, the closest you feel to Allah, is when you raise your hands and you lower your head and you say, oh Allah, I am in need of you. That is the closest you feel to Allah. And the closest you are able, or the way that you are able to witness the closeness of Allah to you, is when you make dua to Allah and you see that dua being answered. You see the answer of that dua in your life. You were sick, you're going through difficulty, you ask Allah, please heal me. And then you see the healing come to you in your life at some point. That's how you see and you witness with your eyes how close Allah Azza wa Jal is to you. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. Allah says in this verse, I respond to the call of the one who calls upon me when he calls upon me. Allah has left it in your court. When you call upon Allah, when you ask Allah, in one hadith, مَتَى طَلَبَنِي وَجَدَنِي. Whenever the servant calls upon me, he shall find me. Allah has left it in your court. When you decide to raise your hands, when you decide to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will answer your call. Allah will respond to your dua. And what's even more beautiful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي. I respond to the call of the one who calls upon me. He doesn't say, I will respond to the call of the one who's righteous. I will respond to the call of the one who prays the most. I will respond to the call of the one who memorized the Qur'an. No, Allah leaves it open. I will respond to the call of whoever it is that calls upon me. When you take the decision, when you take the opportunity, the decision, when you make the intention to call upon Allah, that's all that's required for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respond to your call. Look at how beautiful this verse is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord has said, call upon me and I will respond to your call. Your Lord has said, call upon me and I will answer your call. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Allah says, those who are arrogant of my worship will enter the hellfire. Now what's interesting about this verse, in the beginning of the verse, Allah says, call upon me, I will answer your call. And the second part of the verse says, those who are arrogant of my worship will enter the hellfire. And it's as if Allah azza wa jalla is saying, these are the two categories of people. Those who call upon Allah, those who ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who are arrogant to ask Him. Those who are arrogant to worship Him. Those who are arrogant to turn to Him. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in the hadith Qudsi, he says, كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٍ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتْ فَاسْتَهْدُونِ أَهْدِكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of you are misguided except the ones whom I have guided. So ask of my guidance and I shall guide you. كُلُّكُمْ عَارٍ إِلَّا مَنْ كَسَوْتُ فَاسْتَكْسُونِ أَكْسِكُمْ. All of you are naked, unclothed except the ones whom I have clothed. So ask of my clothing and I shall clothe you. وَكُلُّكُمْ تَخْطَأُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِ أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And all of you sin in the morning and in the night, and I alone am the one who can forgive the sins. So ask of my forgiveness and I shall forgive you. This is so powerful. This hadith is so powerful. The narrator of the hadith, they said every time he would narrate the hadith, he would kneel down on the floor, feeling the majesty, the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are in desperate need to ask Allah. We have nothing without Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to turn to Him, realize our guidance is in His hand. Our forgiveness is in His hand. Our food, our clothing is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we be arrogant to not ask Allah azza wa jal, to not turn to Him, to not beg Him? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says a really powerful hadith. He says, الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. That dua is the worship. It is the essence of worship. And it's interesting because we say, you know, ibad, servants. We are the abd of Allah, the servants of Allah. What does abd mean? Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that the word ibadah comes from the concept of something being flattened, right? So the Arabs used to say, عُبِدَةَ الْأَرْضِ. The ground has become a abd, meaning it's become a road, people can walk on it, it's become flat, it's become submitted to people's usage of it. And so the person who's become an abd of Allah is the person who has shown complete humility and submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. And sometimes you can do acts of worship like fasting, like charity. Somebody can give charity and feel arrogant. You know, they give charity and they're, oh, I'm so great. You know, they fast and they feel like, oh yeah, I'm amazing at fasting. Right? Like their arrogance almost can increase sometimes with acts of worship. But with dua, it is very difficult for you to raise your hands, for you to lower your head, for you to say, oh Allah, I am the one who is weak. Oh Allah, I am the one who has nothing. You are the one who is the greatest. And for you to not feel in your heart humility, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I am in need of you. For you to feel that humility and humbleness before your Lord and before your Creator. And this is why it's incredibly important for us to turn to Allah azza wa jal. And Allah azza wa jal, He is so majestic and honorable and generous. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن الله حي كريم يستحي أن يرفع العبد يديه ثم يرده صفرا خائبين. That Allah is generous and noble and modest, too modest that if a servant were to raise his hands and ask something from Allah, that Allah would turn him away with nothing. Allah is too generous and too shy to turn you away with nothing. If you ask Allah, He has to give you. And so we're going to spend these days of Ramadan speaking about the dua, calling to Allah, understanding and studying the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Call, how do we call to Allah? How do we speak to Him? How do we call Allah Azza wa Jalla in the best manners and in the best possible way? Aisha radiallahu anha, she said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam كان يعجبه جوامع من الدعاء, that the Prophet used to love the comprehensive dua, meaning the dua that is few words yet imparts great, tremendous meaning. And of this, there's a few things that we can understand and learn from the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, how do we speak to Allah? What is the best language to use when we speak to Allah Azza wa Jal? Number two, since the Prophet is using things that are comprehensive in his dua, we can extract meanings, lessons. The Prophet is in fact teaching us, even as he's asking Allah Azza wa Jal, as he's beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's teaching us lessons that we can learn and we can implement in our lives. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because of this, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَكْرَمُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ. He said, there is nothing more honorable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than dua. And so join us for this powerful series during the month of Ramadan, where we will take the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learn it, understand it, memorize it, extract lessons and meanings for our lives and for our understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can connect with Allah azza wa jal throughout this month of Ramadan. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.